USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hosting Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House on Monday. Their agenda is expected to include several regional issues and a show of support for the king after a challenge to his rule earlier this year. The president also touting the economy as Wall Street is in a free fall on Monday. Speaking at the White House, the president touting projections of growth in the coming months.
We've gone from 60,000 jobs per month to 60,000 jobs every 3 days. More than 600,000 jobs per month since it took office. More than 3 million new jobs.
In trading on Monday, the Dow at some points down over 800 points. The president saying that the bipartisan infrastructure framework and his Build Back Better plan will sustain growth for years to come. Pro-Cuba protests continuing in South Florida on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
Gasoline prices increased 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $3.16 this week. That's 9 cents higher than a month ago and 95 cents higher than a year ago.
The increase to $3.16 a gallon comes after Saudi Arabia reached a compromise with the United Arab Emirates at last weekend's OPEC meeting regarding oil output. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Overall, OPEC plans to boost oil production by 400,000 barrels per day every month until 2022, when nearly all of its production cuts due to COVID will be restored.
Last year, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed to output cuts of almost 10 million barrels per day due to the decrease in demand due to the pandemic.
John Clemens reporting from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau. Both the House and Senate are in session on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Facebook is stepping up its criticism of President Biden's remarks that the platform was killing people, saying the White House is looking for scapegoats after missing its 4th of July vaccination goal. Facebook also saying they will not be distracted by accusations which aren't supported by the facts. When it comes to the White House cracking down on what they believe is misinformation regarding vaccines, Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a biotech entrepreneur, tells Fox News,
they are just using different tools to get private companies to do what the government wants them to do. Because, like I said before, Brian, private companies are free to do whatever they want. But they're not free to do what they want when they're doing the bidding of big government. So what government's doing right now is it's using a combination of threats against these companies. That's effectively what you heard from President Biden. They're the regulator of these companies, so those threats mean something. But then also those companies are now willfully coordinating with the government to do the same thing. And under the Supreme Court standards, if a private company either is willfully coordinating with the government, or if the government's threatening those companies to do the same thing, or if the government provides immunity, like Section 230, to prevent private companies from being sued for doing what the government wants them to do, that means it's just state action in disguise. Here you have all three elements, and if it's state action in disguise, the Constitution still applies. The First Amendment, therefore, applies to these companies.
More news can be found by going to usaradio.com or checking us out and following us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.